Okay, talking ahead, the end of war. Avoid the war, whatever it's going to be called. A film or whatever it's going to be. Now, for instance, a little training and critical thinking and source checking or looking at reality as it is rather than that we find on our screens. If you find yourself in a world where there is one country which keeps telling you that they are the greatest. They are so free, and they are so brave, and they are so, yeah, everything good. But you can really trust them and follow them. And you know that the highest, dearest wish of everyone else is to one day live in that country. And that some other country on the other side of the planet is just bad. People are strange, look different, think different. Are probably miserable. Suffer. Enslaved, terrorized, hungry, and not so well dressed. But then, if you go to those places, or check out the actual life there, and you find that the great good one over there is actually a mess. Unhappy people, crime and drugs and... corrupt or strange government or... And the one over there, the bad ones that you learned they were, are actually doing pretty fine. Then, well, what to make out of that? Of course, most people, they will never get to that point because all their information about those countries come from that one, the best one, the good one, the great one, because they own all the media. That you see and hear on your screens. But then, at least, the least thing we could do then is ask ourselves, the bad ones over there, how much do I actually know about them? Except what I'm being told by the good, great ones over there who tell me that the other ones are bad. So, well, you know, obviously some facts, some objectivity is required here, and there are also people out there on YouTube and elsewhere, some brave and honest journalists who travel around the world and show it the way it actually is. So for us, well, many people... well, I've heard some at least seem to think that, well, and you can't know what is good and what is bad, who is right and who is wrong, and everyone has their version of it, so you can never know. But no. That's the lazy way out. Because if facts are available, then you can know. And if you don't learn, then it's because you decide not to. Maybe you have more important things to do or more fun things to do or nothing in particular to do, but no, too much work. That is called, well, technically speaking, lethargy, at least reminds us of that. And it's probably the only thing that makes sense if you live in a totalitarian society where you are not allowed to think for yourself or check the facts, or you don't have access to it. or you would will be hated if you, or even punished if you have a wrong opinion. Because then in where you are, there is probably some leader up there or leaders up there who prefer to lead on their own and not having you stick your nose into their business. But if you live in a democracy, which is supposed to mean rule by the people, government by the people, then you have a responsibility that comes with the deal, with the package of democracy, to stay a bit informed. Yep.